This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You know how we had those strikes just recently, different parts of Iraq and Syria, and in many ways they blew up some, you know, storage buildings or stuff like that. Well, after everybody had just cleared out, after they got out of Dodge, well, folks, we might have just had a little bit of success here, because the reports are that a senior commander of an Iranian-backed militia, or terrorist group as we call them, has been killed in a U.S. drone strike in Baghdad. It was leader of Kitab Hezbollah, and two of his guards were targeted in a vehicle just east of the Iraqi capital. All three were taken out. So these are the kind of strikes that actually maybe move the needle a little bit. More so than the 85 targets, the initial 85 targets, and the 125 munitions that were spent. But these kinds of targets, and I believe it was a target of opportunity. I believe that they were that they came upon this individual and were able to then give the order. So at the very least, folks, again, maybe a strike that actually does something other than what we saw on display just a few days ago. Folks, welcome to the program this morning. Kyle Warren with you. It's a great pleasure to be with you here on this Thursday edition of the show. And if it's Thursday, it can mean only one thing. It's Friday Eve. So we're making it, folks. You're making it. We're all making it here to the end of the week. And that's a very, very good thing. We're glad that you're along with us here this morning. If you're just getting up this morning and you're joining us, we're going to be here for the next hour, of course. Hour number four of the program. We've been going strong all morning, and we're going to talk about, of course, this. We'll talk also about what's happening with the Supreme Court today. This is a big deal. They're going to be hearing the argumentation about whether or not Donald Trump can be on the ballot or not as a direct result of the decision from the Colorado State Supreme Court. And by the way, we heard from Aaron in Colorado listening on 710 KNUS in Denver earlier today. It was great to hear from Aaron, and we want to hear from you as well. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. You can also head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd like to send us a direct message, we've been getting a lot of great direct messages this morning. And, of course, we also appreciate very much Richard the Marine up there on his vantage point on the central coast of Oregon this morning. Chimed in earlier saying it's 47 degrees, still raining. And have a great morning. Semper Fi, Richard. We'll Semper Fi right back at you, Richard. And I'll tell you, it's raining here as well. But moving on, but we've had enough rain, that is for sure. But once again, folks, welcome to the program. And as I said, we have so much to talk about. And one other thing before we sort of move into the first story here, and that is at the bottom of this hour, at approximately 5:30 a.m. Eastern Time, we're going to be talking with Jimmy T. Smith. He's from Concerned Veterans for America, CV4A.org. That's the website, CV, the number 4, A.org, is going to be with us. We're going to be talking about a lot of these different things that are happening with our vets, what Concerned Veterans for America is doing, and how they're bringing people together, really, to help our vets. And we'll talk about some of the latest veterans news. It's always look forward to it on Thursday mornings. So Jimmy T. Smith will be with us here at the bottom of the hour. I hope that you can stay tuned for that. All right. Well, yes, today is Thursday. And we'll talk a little bit about the border as well as we move through the next couple of segments here. But today is Thursday, and the Supreme Court will start to hear argumentation. This from the AP. Justices will hear arguments in Trump's appeal from the of the Colorado Supreme Court ruling that he is not eligible to run again for president because he violated a provision of the 14th Amendment preventing those who, quote, engaged in insurrection, unquote, from holding office. many legal observers, expect the nation's highest court will reverse the Colorado ruling rather than remove the leading contender for the Republican presidential nomination from the ballot. But, as the article says, it's always tricky to try to predict a Supreme Court ruling. No argument there, really. No argument there. Only because a lot of times you just don't know how it's all going to turn out. But as a matter of law and as a matter of a plain reading of the 14th Amendment, Section 3, I think a plain interpretation of what the framers of that amendment were actually trying to accomplish. And I think if you take a look at it that way, I think the U.S. Supreme Court would, under normal circumstances, reverse the finding of the Colorado State Supreme Court. The Colorado State Supreme Court, I think it was 4-3. I think they were all appointed by Democrats. But, so it's not simply a 100% unanimous decision, obviously, but I do think that this is based much more on the opinion of, well, I consider this an insurrection, so therefore Donald Trump can't be on the ballot because he has, quote, engaged in insurrection. But I do think that the 14th Amendment, again, with the plain reading of it, believe that it is talking about really something that would have been an adjudication, that someone would have been found guilty, for example, of quote, insurrection. I think this is really much more of a Civil War era, because as I recall, I think it was going into or being voted on back then, circa 1870. So this was, again, during Reconstruction, trying to put the Union back together. And also there's that provision about Congress being both houses of Congress, being able to vote to take away this restriction from someone who would have had been part of the Confederacy or making war against the Union, this kind of thing. And I think it's much more in that context. I don't think it has to do with making a speech, after which, even I think, as I recall correctly, Alan Dershowitz calling the demonstration at the Capitol building was a demonstration gone wrong for a lot of different reasons and a lot of different ways, but doesn't amount to an insurrection against the United States of America. So that is a term that's being bandied about. It's real similar to the Democrats when they say, well, they're the sole protectors of our democracy, this kind of stuff. It's all about messaging. It's all about trying to muddy up the waters. So I don't think the Supreme Court is going to hold with the Colorado State Supreme Court. But we will see. At least today's the start of all that. Stay right there, folks. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back. It's Thursday morning. Stay right there.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. people who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue racing through, rocketing through this Thursday edition of the program. And we're glad to be with you, of course. I'll tell you one thing. This is the best job in the world. And I have you to thank for that. And thank you for being there. And we are racing through this particular half hour of the program. We're heading to the bottom of the hour, of course. Next segment, we'll be talking with Jimmy T. Smith from Concerned Veterans for America. We hope that you can stick around for that. Always a great conversation. Ask me this, or I should say riddle me this, Batman. How much is a Big Mac meal? A Big Mac meal, everybody, evidently right now in some places can be upwards of $18. I'll say that again, $18. I'll even whisper it like Joe Biden, $18, okay? $18, this from Breitbart, a Big Mac burger and medium beverage and a medium fry, not even a large fry, everybody, medium fry, now costs $18 in some locations, up $10 in 2018 when former President Donald Trump was in office. So all this because McDonald's executives have finally acknowledged that their $18 Big Mac meals and other inflated prices are, get this, putting off lower-income customers. Well, you think? And again, this is inflation that you can actually see. This is inflation that is not just a statistic of a certain percentage or what the Fed is looking at. Well, we think inflation will do this, and we're going to cause more pain with these rate hikes. And we're just going to wait until these numbers get going, and then we'll start cutting rates again and so forth. But this is no small thing, you know, in terms of how much money it really does take. And I've said this so many times before, right? Go to the grocery store, take a bag of groceries, and I'll guarantee it does not – you fill it up, you're going to be spending a heck of a lot more than you ever did when before all this started hitting during the Biden years with inflation. So that's just a fact, I believe. All right. So also, folks, and we told you we're going to talk a little bit about the border. This from Newsmax. House Republicans were licking their wounds after votes Tuesday to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas and provide aid to Israel were rejected. But Speaker Mike Johnson said Wednesday there will be another vote to impeach Mayorkas, likely next week. And he also hit back at those who are questioning his leadership. He said last night was a setback, but democracy is messy, Johnson told a press gaggle about the failed votes. The impeachment vote saw four Republicans join with Democrats to defeat the resolution. As we know, 2016 to 2014, one of the GOP no votes was a procedural to request another impeachment vote. So that's right. And that's I think that was changed at the last moment, again, so that they could reintroduce this. And if there's a higher likelihood, especially if everybody's there, that was another problem with this, but there's, especially if everybody's there, there's a higher likelihood that they could get this passed. But we will see, of course. But nevertheless, I think there is a big, change happening with the way the Democrats, and the far left are trying to manage this, trying to handle this. Number one, we are hearing now there is a crisis at the border. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a crisis at the border, evidently, according to the Democrats. Whereas for the longest time is what, hey, no, what are you talking about? The border's closed. Well, I don't know what you guys are smoking over there, but, you know, everything's fine. Well, everything's okay. But recently it's really changed into there's a crisis. Al Sharpton even described it as an invasion. This is why we have to pass this bill. This bill has to be done, or all is lost. Every single thing is lost. And, of course, nothing could be further from the truth about this particular bill. Has just enough in it to sweeten it a little bit, but it's not going to do what people think it's going to do. In fact, it's actually going to concentrate power more into the, for example, the Washington, D.C. Courts there, as opposed to being able to challenge things in state federal courts. This is not a good thing at all. But I think even so, you know, maybe they thought, well, if it passes, great. But really, what we want to do is we want to go out there, we want to rail against these Republicans, these MAGA extremists, who are doing nothing to help with the border crisis, Or then you have President Biden himself coming out and saying this was all Donald Trump. Donald Trump killed this bill because Donald Trump just simply wants to have this particular issue for the election. And so this is how they roll, folks. Now listen to this. This was a day or so ago, I think, in the press briefing room. But listen to this great question from the reporter. And the question, and I think Charles Schumer was asked a similar question, but what is the president prepared to do? Is the president preparing to do something within his power, executive order-wise, if this bill doesn't pass? And Karine Jean-Pierre has this really, really bad answer. It's so bad you have to hear it with your own ears. Let's listen in.
Question. The president said last month that there was a crisis at the border, and now the White House is calling on members of Congress to, I think in your words, put policy above politics. In the absence of that, though, is the president evaluating any executive actions that he could take on his own to address that crisis? Is he looking at perhaps a menu of things like, you know, maybe a state of emergency or new policies that he can act on his own?
We have a bipartisan agreement that the Senate put forth. Republicans and Democrats came together. There's actually a piece of legislation. Text came out on Sunday.
It's right there.
Folks have been working on that
for 2 months.
And it is the toughest and the fairest piece of legislation that we've seen. There is something out there right there in Congress for them to answer those questions that you just asked me. It is, unfortunate that politics is getting in the way.
It's all
the
politics.
Border Patrol Union, Phil, supported this legislation. U.S. Chamber of Commerce.
All right, so stop right there. And again, there's a little bit in there that could be considered, desirable by what she's talking about. But overall, it is a very, very bad bill, and it shouldn't be passed. In fact, what they should do is they should revisit altogether H.R. 2. And I don't mean just simply incorporate things, but really take a hard look at that. And it just goes to show the Biden administration and the Democrat Party elite have no intention of actually fixing this problem. What they want to do is they want to say, hey, we're trying to fix this problem. We have this bipartisan bill. If you don't pass it, well, number one, the border's it's going to get worse. Number two, Ukraine's not going to get its funding, and by virtue of that, we're going to be sending our troops to Europe, sooner than later, because these Republicans also don't want to help Ukraine. It goes on and on and on. And it's really kind of maddening, isn't it? Because it's not at all, I think, what the Republicans want to do. In fact, the Republicans have been trying to come up with practical fixes for the border for a very long time, not just over the last couple of months. Because Joe Biden came out and said, Donald Trump, he killed this whole thing. I'm trying to fix this, and I directed my team to go and start negotiations, et cetera, et cetera. But this is a great question, though, from this reporter, Phil Wegman, from Real Clear Politics, I believe. Because, again, Joe Biden could do something with executive orders right now. He could begin reversing other executive orders that were reversed on day one and could probably try to take some credit for this. But folks, they don't really want to actually fix this problem. They've determined that, like any other political agenda item, they just reverse it. They reverse it such that the GOP is the bad guy in this, and they're out there trying to, defend democracy. I mentioned this yesterday on the program, but I don't know if it was in this hour, though. And that was, Adam Schiff, he's running these ads in California about how he's running against the horrible, evil Steve Garvey, former Dodger legend for Senate, just an ad to take down Steve Garvey as best as they can. And so they said, Steve Garvey, he voted for Trump twice, But by Adam Schiff, though, as the commercial goes on, what was he doing? He was defending democracy. That's right. He's defending. See, that's what they also do. We want to fix the border, and we want to defend democracy, and we're the only ones who know how to do this. Folks, we're not falling for this anymore. And not that we ever really have, but certainly they think that they can just put that over on us. They can try to pour new meanings into terms and just try to usurp those terms. But we're here to set it straight. Folks, stay right there. Kyle Warren with you, coming back with Jimmy T. Smith. Stay right there.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
U.S. USA News Update. House Speaker Mike Johnson acknowledged that Tuesday night's unsuccessful impeachment attempt of Alejandro Mayorkas was a mess, but he expressed readiness to try again.
We have a duty and a responsibility to take care of this issue. We have to hold the Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security accountable.
A handful of Republicans diverged from party lines and opposed the impeachment of the Department of Homeland Security Secretary. Five Marines are still missing following the discovery of a Marine helicopter that went missing in California. That helicopter, which was reported missing Tuesday night, was found in Pine Valley, just over 40 miles east of San Diego. Master P and Snoop Dogg are initiating legal action against two food retailers alleging they are preventing the sale of their cereals. They assert that Post and Walmart have collaborated to sabotage their agreement to distribute Snoop cereal and Mama Snoop. John Schaefer, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. We are racing through and rocketing through the Thursday edition of the program. And by the way, if you see a program go by at warp speed and the overnights in America, just latch on to us, folks, because that's us. That's us going by. And we're glad to have you along with us this morning. And don't forget, we're getting ready to talk with Jimmy T. Smith from Concerned Veterans for America. Their website is cv4a.org. That's CV, the number 4, A.org. And it's our pleasure to talk with Jimmy here each week on Thursday and the bottom of hour number 4, which is really 5:30 or so in the morning. And we want to head right over to the telephone lines and pick up Jimmy T. Smith, Concerned Veterans for America. Good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning, Kyle, and thank you for allowing me to jump on this speeding rocket.
All right. Well, welcome aboard. Absolutely.
Well, you know, one of the things that, you know, as you guys have been talking earlier this morning, it seems that more and more Americans are starting to get the message about, you know, our interactions around the world, our foreign policy, and the fact that the over-militarization of our foreign policy. Earlier, I think one of your commenters talked about how they didn't want to send any more money to Ukraine. The reality is, it just seems like everything we do, Kyle, is based off of the use of the military when it comes to dealing with other countries nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
you know, we have to really have this new focus of what's best for America. You know, you have U.S. aid, you have all these economic tools, you have diplomacy. Dear God, let's not think about the traditional use of diplomacy. You know, all these other tools, and you know, that's why I say, Kyle, listening to your show earlier was exactly what America is saying, that sometimes it seems our leaders are not hearing.
Well, indeed, I appreciate that very much, and certainly the Biden administration seems to also want to kind of abdicate its role, really, to take care of a lot of these things, instead, they want to focus mainly on their political agenda here stateside.
Yeah, you know, and that's part of what's going on, but like I said, you know, listening to your show, more and more people are waking up to what's really going on. You know, right now there's a poll that was done. If people go to our former Twitter, now X account, at Concerned Vets, they're going to see there was a survey done, and 52% of Americans feel that we should oppose, or that they oppose sending more troops to the Middle East. And, you know, as this is building into more of a potential conflict, what they're really seeing is that we're having our troops over, you know, as laying ducks or as sitting ducks and being targets when they don't need to be. If they would not be shot at by the militias and stuff like that in Iraq if our troops weren't in Iraq. And it's not anything more than Ronald Reagan's philosophy of don't put America in harm's way. So we need troops in certain areas around the world, and the Navy does great things, but we don't need to overuse and put our troops there. But it goes back to what you said. There's so much stuff going on in the U.S. Quite often people are not facing what's really going on in the world, which is a potential lead into the next world war.
Well, that's right. I mean, a real misstep here, and because, you know, we lost three of our service members. God forbid we'll lose any more, right? Because that was I don't know if it was just a perfect storm when the other drone was coming in and they didn't realize it. But what can happen is that we start losing more, that's going to escalate this. And you're
well,
right.
And there was also more casualties than that. So we had three unfortunate lost souls, but there were more casualties, and the rate could have been higher. And, again, we understand that, you know, there's this mentality of, well, we have to be over there to interact and affect what's going on with Iran. That's true to some extent, but there's so many other capabilities than having boots on the ground. I mean, we have such aerial capabilities. We have our sources like the CIA, DIA, and others that can do things around the world. There's no real need for us to have static boots on the ground in those countries when we can just simply partner with those countries and let those countries take effect. I mean, we have a good relationship with Jordan. We have bases there. So why do we have to have our troops there? Why not allow them to do these kind of things instead?
Well, indeed. And then also, we had that drone strike against one of the leaders of Khatib Hezbollah in Baghdad just in the last 24 hours. Him and a couple of his guards, I suppose. But that kind of thing seems to move the needle a little bit more, only because you're actually taking out part of their leadership, you know, as opposed to bombing the empty warehouses, that kind of thing.
Well, and I get that to some extent, but here's the challenge I would give on that. Again, the only reason that these militias and those leaders are being taken out is because they attacked Americans in Iraq. But if the Americans weren't in Iraq, there wouldn't be no need for this conflict, conflict in the first place. So if we pulled our troops out of Syria, pulled our troops out of Iraq, there would be nobody for these militias to attack.
Well, I totally hear what you're saying, because what you're talking about is a much more comprehensive approach to conducting foreign policy. And I appreciate what you said right at the beginning of our segment here, and that is, but all of our foreign policy can't just be conducted via the military. I think that's really the important cog here.
Right, and more and more Americans are really starting to see this. I mean, there's a lot of people that are, you know, coming out of the 80s, there was this very pro use of the military, and then coming out of the 2000s, it became even more But it's come to this crescendo right now where pretty much, you know, where regularly on your show I hear talk about this. I hear talk about it on other radio shows I listen to, articles I'm reading. America is tired of its military being everybody's world police and fundamentally being overused and weakening America's national defense when we have so many issues that could be affected by spending that money and in reestablishing our military's equipment, reestablishing our military's training and stuff like that. I mean, right now they're using National Guard and reservists at a high rate because of all this operational tempo.
Right, because I think the three service people that were killed, I think they came from a guard unit in Georgia, I believe.
Absolutely. Yeah. So what is it about the National Guard that means send them around the world to be used in military things? The National Guard, under the title of National Guard, should be used to guard the nation.
Right. Well, you're exactly right. And because we can see, looking ahead, you know, there could be some other coming conflicts. And we can't be spread too thin, for one thing. And the military, of course, is there for national defense, like you're talking about. But all this rhetoric about defending our democracy, blah, 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 you know, we could really come under a real attack from a real significant foe. And if we don't have our act together, that would not be a good thing.
Oh, and you're exactly right. And think about all the capabilities we have. Really are great capabilities, but at the same time, we're seeing where we have shortages of equipment. We are seeing where the equipment is starting to get run down. The troops are starting to get run down. You have a high rate of suicide within the military, much less the veteran community after the military. Within the military, you have a high suicide rate. Then you have to worry about the families and the divorce rates and everything from this Operation Temple. It's just at a certain point, the leaders need to hear what America is saying, and America is starting to say in a louder and louder voice, enough is enough with us having this American hegemony where we have to be all around the world, being everybody's world police, and in everybody else's business. And we need to be very selective with the use of the military. We need to have task and purpose, have a mission, goal, know what we're going to send, where, why, and when they're coming home.
Well, exactly right, because open-ended or the term endless war, you know, that's really just not acceptable anymore. You know, nobody wants to hear that at all. But, of course, Jimmy, the website there is cv4a.org, and we also want people to check out things like the Overwatch, because you have a lot of great materials there, too.
Yeah, absolutely. So on the Overwatch, one last thing that we had up there is in reference to the VA calling Community Care the easy button and telling its staff to push it less. And this is really funny because I'm currently in Mississippi right now and talking to people like leaders up in Tupelo, Mississippi. And when you look at issues of them dealing with everything from urology to cardiology, for them to get care, they have to travel up to 100 miles to a VA facility. The closer one is actually in Tennessee, not even in Mississippi.
Oh,
so
wow.
Why would they not push the easy button more and let them get the care in their community instead of having them go to a cardiologist out of state?
Indeed. Indeed. Good point. Well, Jimmy T. Smith, cv4a.org, and on Twitter, right, or X at Concerned Vets. We appreciate it so much, and it's always a great conversation, but we'll talk to you again next week.
God bless, Kyle. Talk to you then.
Yeah, God bless. Thanks, Jimmy. All right, everybody. Jimmy T. Smith, Concerned Veterans for America. We are coming right back.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California. California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at GCNfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Wow, the Thursday edition is just flying by. There's just no doubt about it. And, folks, we're glad to be with you this morning. 949-822-7959 if you'd like to be part of the program here as we race into this final segment for the Thursday morning. And, you know what I've been saying all morning? Of course, you know, somebody told me earlier, well, it's really Friday Eve, right, when it's Thursday. So that's right. Well, it's really Friday Eve, and we'll take that. Yeah, we'll accept that. But it's been a great week, by the way, of broadcasting here on the program. We've had a lot of great calls. We've had a lot of great direct messages. I really appreciate it, and we've got a lot of great calls this morning already and a lot of great direct messages as well. You can head over to my home website, which is KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd like to send us a direct message, you can do that anytime, day or night. And also,
what's really kind of cool too is that we got a couple of questions this morning that came in earlier that people wanted to go make sure that they got on the program this morning for Chris Markowski, also for Denise Simon, and so we appreciate that too. And by the way, thanks again to Uncle Rick, because yesterday morning around this time he was letting me know that there was some breaking news about Polish jets being scrambled and because of an errant Russian missile that actually turned around at the last minute and eventually went in and hit its target, unfortunately, in Ukraine. But they actually did scramble fighter jets because of that, as it was heading towards the border with Poland. Now, and what Uncle Rick was talking about then, he was like, well, what about, you know, this could be an Article 5 issue. Well, that's right. No doubt about that. And that just goes to show what a mistake can do in this kind of situation. And you could be off to the races just because a Russian missile would go off course or happen to go across the border. Something similar like this, I think, happened before, but I think it was at the end of the year, basically. But this can't keep happening because, again, one little mistake. Or let's say that somebody else's jet gets shot down because they mistake it for something else. And then you do have, perhaps, Article 5 kick in, which means, of course, that NATO countries would come to the aid of any NATO nation that would come under attack. And, again, that may be something that you couldn't stop. You couldn't put the brakes on. So all of this has to be dealt with, and has to be dealt with very, very soon. Last thing we want, really, obviously, is any kind of larger war. But, you know, how do you go about that? Do you just keep telling Iran, hey, we don't want a war and stuff like that? I don't know. I think you've got to be pretty heavy-handed with Iran, especially with what their agenda appears to be, especially with what their capabilities may be here very soon. But one of the things, though, folks, of course, is that, you know, I appreciate what Jimmy T. Smith was talking about. You know, we have a whole arsenal of things to bring to bear, and it seems like at least this administration isn't really doing it. Now, if you just go back to the previous administration, you know, a lot of things in the Middle East were tamping down, I think, because and this had to do with engagement and diplomacy with the other Arab nations in the region. Except Iran, basically, because Iran is the one that's trying to be the aggressor here, ultimately. But you had many other Arab nations who understood that, and I think found it in their best interest to make sure that Iran was going to be isolated. I think that was a very good thing. And so we didn't have these other kinds of issues necessarily because there was progress being made. But under the Biden administration, they do seem to have abdicated a lot of this. And we were talking with Denise Simon earlier, and I made the comment that one of the things that, you know, the Biden administration just seems to be out to lunch on so many things having to do with this hacker story about China. Right? Chinese hackers having been infiltrated into our infrastructure, computer systems, and so forth for a very long time, on the order of 5 years, according to the federal warning that came out about this. But is the Biden administration wholly concerned with these things? Is it really concerned about what's happening in the Middle East? I think that their primary concern, and they may talk about the border now because they're trying to use it to their advantage, but their real primary concern seems to be defending the country from Donald Trump, who's going to ruin democracy and be dictator on day one, right? And so this seems to be like their whole focus, because, again, the Democrat messaging machine is designed for this very thing. Go back to the midterms. Well, we had the abortion issue. Well, it's going to be all about abortion. I'm seeing political ads here for someone running for Congress, and the whole focus of the ad is abortion rights. And this is California, by the way, but the whole focus is abortion rights. And that's because, again, they find the issue, they hone in on it, and they just attack that issue on and on to make people think that there's no other major issues. But on these other major issues, they are so far out to lunch that you can't even get a radar fix on them, right? And this is what they do. And so certainly with the Donald Trump is tearing up our democracy or going to destroy it, blah, 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 it makes them look like they are the keepers of the flame and they're doing all this stuff. And obviously nothing could be further from the truth. But that, again, is also because they don't want to have Joe Biden have to really talk about other stuff because he can't. And that much is just absolutely obvious at this point. Joe Biden has no real way of being able to speak about something that's just kind of thrown his direction. That's why he can't do the Super Bowl interview. I want you to listen to this. This is when Joe Biden vapor locks and can't remember the name of Hamas. But then what he chooses to say is 10 times worse, in my opinion. This is when he gave his statement about the border deal, where he said Donald Trump wanted to kill the border deal because he just wants it for the election, you know, that kind of stuff. So let's listen in to Joe Biden. You'll hear a couple of reporters asking questions, then we'll hear the president.
This indirectly has a lot to do with the hostage deal and what's going on in the Middle East. The decision on what we do relative to Israel, decision what we do in terms of American funding, of whether we're going to engage with the situation in Ukraine. It all goes to the question of American power. It all goes to, does America keep its word? Does America move forward? There is some movement, and I don't want to choose my words. There's some movement. There's been a response from the opposition, but from Hamas. But it seems to be a little over the top. We're not sure where it is. There's continuing negotiation right now.
So there's Joe Biden, President Biden, just not being able to remember the name of the terrorist group. Now, taken in total, you know, everybody, you know, from time to time, okay, what's the word for, you know, or it's on the tip of my tongue. Somebody like me, I speak extemporaneously for long periods of time. And so, yeah, that can happen. Yeah, sure. But with Joe Biden, it is an absolute pattern that's happening. And if this was a one-off, then that might be one thing. But Joe Biden, he couldn't remember about President Francois Mitterrand had passed away, so he made that confusion with the current French president. Then you've also now got Joe Biden trying to intersperse Angela Merkel and Helmut Kohl at a recent talk. So this is happening, and it's happening one after the other within the space of just a few days. That, my friends, is incredibly concerning. So as we move into this election season even further now, as this really becomes a general election footing, as of course we're going to get to Super Tuesday. We'll see what Nikki Haley really does at that point. But right now it's looking like, you know, again, Joe Biden versus Donald Trump. And as we get on that general election footing, the American voter, both Republican and Democrat and independent, I think are going to be sizing up Joe Biden. And they're going to really see that something is happening here, something that doesn't, that's just not good. And it's very unfortunate, but it is happening right before our eyes, folks. All right, folks, it's been a great morning with you. Can't believe we started this thing at 2 a.m. this morning, but we are going to come back tomorrow morning, bright and early. So stay tuned to this radio station for more great talk radio. We'll see you tomorrow. Kyle Warren with you. Take care out there.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.